Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Point is powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7 BT Radio. I will be your host for an hour. Today we're going to talk about celebrities behaving badly, celebrities on trial. That's our main topic. If you'd like to come in, voice your opinion, it's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard worldwide. Our ratings are up again. We were number one, but I was working at other projects, and we're back. If you like to follow me, I'm telling you, I'm usually on at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, but I'm working on a project, and sometimes my hours are weird. So if you want to know when we're on, it's easy. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson, hit the follow button, and you will not miss me going live at any time. And I thank you. And again, last week, Britt Prentice premiered on our show his song, Hug Me, and I hear it's doing very well right now, maybe because of us. All right, let's get going. You know, before we get to our main topic, weird thing happened. I get this text from Zelle. I've been using Zelle in my bank to transfer money. It was a weird text because I've been using Zelle, and then the text came something like, blah, 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 and I have to redo it, and I have to confirm who I am, and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, then a day later, I hear on TV that people are getting scammed left and right on Zelle. Yes, they are. And so I look at an article, and it says right here, let me see if I can get it, why scammers choose the specific amount for Zelle. So if you get something in your, especially around tax season, so if you get some text regarding your account and transferring money from Zelle, it may be a con. I checked my account. Everything seems to be okay. But here's the story. I'll say it. Here it is. For months, going into the story, the title is, my scammers choose this specific amount of Zell Khan. Let me see if I, in fact, I'll have the news people say it better. Here's the story. So this is coming from Action News, I guess. And here it is.
Zell, or tonight, Action 9 is continuing to investigate scams involving the popular money app, Zell.
Our investigator Jason Stujanki has been warning you about this, and now he's noticed a pattern.
The next morning, I got up and noticed that $3,500 was out of my checking account.
Ultimately, how much did they get?
$3,500.
They walked away with how much?
$3,500.
Yeah, all of them saying that they were scammed out of $3,500.
Jason started investigating why that figure keeps showing up in these Zell cases, and he says there's a red flag in this for all of us.
Yeah.
I feel stupid for falling for the scam.
Darlene Guile may feel stupid, but she's hardly the first person to tell me she fell victim to the Zell scam.
They walked away with how much?
$3,500.
I've heard that dollar figure a lot. At least six people told me the scammer stole exactly $3,500. From them as well.
Wow.
There was Chris Legan.
I'm not somebody who has a lot of money. I work really hard for my money.
And Cynthia Lucas.
I felt sick. I knew I had been scammed.
I did some research on similar cases across the country. Guess what came up a lot? $3,500.
Wow.
So I checked Zell's transfer limits. The company says that's up to the individual banks. So I checked Bank of America and Wells Fargo and made this discovery. B of A sets a cap for any 24-hour period. The most you can send through Zelle is $3,500. Wells Fargo, the same. It appears scammers know this and go for the maximum.
That's a lot of money.
It is. And the only reason the money was even available in my checking account to go through with that was because we had just gotten our taxes back.
So now you know $3,500 is another red flag to watch out for. So if someone texts you or calls you about a certain bank issue, and $3,500 comes up in conversation, you may be talking to a scammer. Back to you.
Earlier this week, we told you that Congress is pushing Zell for some more answers about these scams. Senators sent a letter to Zell's CEO calling these reports disturbing and that it puts millions of customers at risk. Zell says that it is reviewing that letter.
Wow.
Okay. You know, I don't know how many laws we have to pass. Sometimes you got to take the ass whooping because you're ignorant. That's it. I mean, they did the right thing. You check your account and go, it's missing. They did the right thing. But I know a banker and everything. People do stupid things. And you can't keep setting laws for stupid people. Stupid laws, stupid people. It still irritates me when you come to a crosswalk and you see that little red guy saying, don't walk. And then the green light turns on and you see a little guy walking. It's like, come on, really? These people should not be walking among us. If we have time, because we may not have time, we did a story about women over 50 looking for love. But there's another story about these lonely women who are being scammed by lovers. And there's I see this website all the time that's advertised on my TV. I think it's called It's Time or something like that. These are people who are 50 and over. It's almost like they're swap left and swap right kind of thing. They're a little tender. Yeah. Anyway, we have time. I mean, I don't understand you women who are over 50. I understand. Well, maybe I do. Because you're at the age now where you don't want to go up. You don't want to date people over your age because now you're a caretaker and you don't want to be caring about anybody. And it's hard to date down because at this point you're a grandma. You got responsibility. You got grandchildren. You got your own people. And dating a 35-year-old, not a good look. I mean, you get banged every night. I mean, come on, and you get the high, hard one. But is it really worth it? Some of you women say yes. Why not live your life? But women over 50, man, you guys are having a hard-ass time. You're getting scammed out of your money. You're lonely. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. But you know what? hang in there, ladies. Just get educated. Women over 50, soon you're 49. 49 and a half, you got to enroll in tech classes. Get with it, Grandma. Well, don't hear that, Grandma. There goes the senior vote. The audience, I'm going to get something bad on Twitter. No, you're not grandmas. You guys are beautiful. Well, you are grandmas, but you're still beautiful ladies. I know people who are grandmas at 37. So that grandma word does not mean age at all. But you guys are hot. You're hot and you're sexy and you're smart and you just want to live your life. So, but be careful out there. Be careful out there. They're looking for you. Celebrities behaving badly. Celebrity on trial. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp. It's Amber's turn now. It's her turn. She's going on the stand. I'm going to talk about her. She's been taking a lot of hits off of Twitter. Bad ones. People seem to be on Johnny Depp's side. But we haven't heard Amber's side yet. And today we are. Then we're going to talk about another case that's very troubling to me. It's been troubling to me for about, 4 or 5 months now. Nobody's really talking about it. Trevor Bauer. See, he's a pitcher for the Dodgers, L.A. Dodgers. Now, Trevor Bauer is a freak. The guy's a freaky deaky. He's a son of a bitch. He's a freak. He likes rough sex. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Rough sex to me is getting caught by the husband before you're able to have an orgasm. That's pretty rough. Anyway, let's get past that. That's something I have to deal with in therapy. So anyway, during this rough sex kind of thing, the unthinkable happened. The woman accused him of abuse when it was consensual. I don't know. The first clue is, guys, when you're going out with a woman and she says choke her, beat her, punch her in the face, I'm thinking something's wrong, you know? And she likes it. I'm thinking something's wrong. Now, maybe not in her thing because she likes the shit. I can't blame her for being a freaky deaky girl. I think I'm back up on the air. Not quite sure. Apparently, we're having a power outage in California, and we should be back right now. Just to make sure. We'll get back to these stories right after this and make sure we're up. Celebrities behaving badly. Celebrities on trial. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard trial. The Dodgers, Trevor Bauer, suspended for 2 seasons by Major League Baseball. There's a third woman accuses him of sexual assault, and a judge tosses part of Black China case against Kim Kardashian out. Yeah, we'll talk about that too, Black China versus the Kardashians. I'm going to check to see if I'm still on the air. You're listening to Hammer, hopefully, Radio Network. I am Ryan Hammer Jackson, and we'll be right back and get to our main stories.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were
you were a boy, then girl, you'd understand. You need to stop listening to your friends. Love, respect, and trust your man. So I go to clubs with a guy, and sometimes flirt with a girl. I should be able to roll out as long as I'm coming home to you and give you the world. But you're not a boy, so you don't have a clue, babe, how I work and pay the bills. Girl, everything I do is for you, babe. I listen to her, cause I know how it hurts when you lose the one you wanted, cause he's taking you for granted and everything you had got destroyed. If I were a boy,
if I were a girl,
I would turn off my phone.
I wouldn't play games.
Tell everyone it's broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone.
Girl, you know that's wrong.
I put myself first and make the rules as I go. That she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home.
But you're not.
Welcome back to the show. So we're going to go talk about our main stories right now, but, you know, even Bill Murray's not immune to this. Listen to what's happening to Bill Murray. What is Bill Murray, 125 years old? Come on, man. But listen to the story about Bill Murray. This is according to the Today Show.
Making his audience, his laugh on
and
he got a beautiful bedroom.
Dad, oh, he got all of that one.
Known for making his audiences laugh on screen, this morning allegations of Bill Murray's inappropriate behavior off screen are triggering renewed criticism. The legendary actor now speaking out about why he says Being Mortal, his latest film, halted production last month, telling CNBC.
I had a difference of opinion with a woman I'm working with. I did something I thought was funny, and it wasn't taken that way.
Searchlight Pictures told NBC News they could not comment on their investigation, and Murray did not elaborate on who was involved or what happened on the set of the movie, which also stars Aziz Ansari, Seth Rogen, and Kiki Palmer.
As of now, we're talking, and we're trying to make peace with each other. I think that's where the real issue is.
The incident has brought renewed attention to past accusations about Murray's on-set behavior.
They're not Chinese, they're not fighting, they're blueberries.
Alex, you okay?
Last year, Charlie's Angels co-star Lucy Liu telling the LA Times about their argument during filming.
Bill starts to sort of hurl insults. Some of the language was inexcusable and unacceptable, and I was not going to just sit there and take it.
And just last month, Richard Dreyfuss's son, Ben, tweeted that Murray had thrown an ashtray at his father on the set of What About Bob in 1991, after Dreyfuss had told producers about Murray's aggressive behavior. Ben later writing, apparently he hasn't changed. Murray has not responded to NBC News' request for comment on any of the allegations. Now with his latest project in limbo, critics say his actions are no laughing matter.
And while Bill Murray says he hopes to return to the set, Searchlight Pictures would not say if the actor would continue to be involved in his latest project. The film was about halfway completed before it was forced to shut down production. Guiding back to you.
All right, Miguel Almaguer for us in L.A. Miguel, thanks.
Come on, man. People need to loosen up. And what actress is, just takes one thing because she didn't approve of his behavior? Cost studio millions of dollars because she thought a gag was not funny, because she thought it was inappropriate. She thought it was, the whole world revolves around how she looks at things and how she feels about things, and that you can do one allegation and almost destroy a man's career. This is beautiful. We call her beautiful, and we call her Melissa. Some of you guys know her as Melissa. Some know her as beautiful. I know her as the morning crew. Good morning, Melissa. Good morning,
good
kiddo.
Morning. Good morning. And some
How
know me
doing?
As bitch. Right?
Very few.
That bitch.
Very, very, very few. Oh, my God.
You get to the point in your life where you don't really care, right?
You don't care. You know,
no.
Everybody has opinions,
no.
And they're all assholes. You know, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine going to
my... What do I think of this?
Yeah.
that Bill Murray thing, was it, that movie, was it 91, it said?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
he threw the ashtray? Come on. did he
I
throw
mean,
it at Richard Dreyfuss?
I'm going to tell you something. I met Richard Dreyfuss.
You've met him, haven't you?
I've had
yeah.
lunch with Richard Dreyfuss. I've hang around
yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss. That man is the nicest man
yeah.
that you ever want to meet. I love Richard Dreyfuss.
Bill Murray
but,
has always seemed persnickety.
Yeah.
Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
yeah.
just who he is, you know?
Come on, they were doing cocaine and everything when they're doing SNL. He's
oh,
a bad
yeah.
boy. I mean, come yeah. on. But you
Studio
know,
54
I,
days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the problem
and Donald
that I
Trump
have,
was there.
yeah. But the problem I have with this society, though, Melissa, is that one person's, I don't think it's funny. I think it's offensive. I think it's rude. I think it's inappropriate. And they shut, all they have to do is say that. And they shut everything down. And before you guys,
yeah.
before some feminists say, yeah, right on, girl, these men should be held accountable. Let me tell you something. Because of one person, when they shut down a production, it costs millions and millions of dollars. That means a lot of other people are out of work. That means
yeah.
the grip guy, the studio, everything, everybody's out of
yeah,
work.
Yeah, the set builders, everybody, makeup artists, everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
yeah.
one person says, I don't think that's funny. Should we give them that much? I mean, there's no criminal act here. He even said it. I said something funny or I did something funny. She didn't appreciate it. She
yeah.
even said I felt it was inappropriate. Well, who are you? You get paid for the job. You don't get paid to make friends. You don't get paid for being offended. You can move away from
yeah.
the person, get out of their trailer. What are you doing in their trailer?
Yeah.
They're hardly ever there. You go
yeah.
in a trailer, but she happened
yeah.
to be around. I was not there, but you don't shut that down. I mean, what part are we getting to, a part where comedy It's a you know, people getting offended with
it's
comedy.
It's a fine line, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I found a story that it's not really a story, but something that's going on that I thought you would be interested in. It was it blew my mind.
Okay.
I'll send you the stuff.
Really?
And you're gonna be like, well, really? Yeah.
Ah.
So in some ways, we're so lax. Weird stuff is going on, right? Because we want to be so accepting. It's just weird. Totally weird.
I know. And you're a target. Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear the story about Bauer. It's going to really drive you crazy.
But I think maybe the Johnny Depp trial is going to open people's eyes to the fact that men can also be abused, victims of abuse also.
I am so glad that finally we got a man with balls that says, we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to fight back. We're going to hold you accountable. There's too many of these celebrities, including Matt Lauer, that I'm really mad that the studio will lean on them and pay them off.
Remember what you called him?
Who? Matt Lauer?
Matt Lauer. Penis with eyes. You did.
You should not take me anywhere. I should not be in here. He did. I mean, you take a look at him.
He
take
did.
A look at that head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow.
People have no sense of humor. Right?
But if you think of humor, humor is offensive. It's not funny unless it's offensive. It's a stereotype of some culture that is overdramatic, but you got to be able to laugh at it and not literally take it seriously. That's what humor is about. If it's not offensive, it's not funny. I mean, back in the days, we used to call it slapstick comedy with the Three Stooges and everything. What's so funny about Curly getting hit in the head? And we didn't take it. Nowadays, it would probably be assault and battery if somebody saw that and went, no, not good. I think it's funny. I shouldn't laugh. Melissa, please don't laugh at this because you're the good girl. But I swear, this was like 3 years ago. And I knew the kid was autistic. I knew the kid was autistic. We're in the mall. And I'm sitting on one of these things, like on the second floor. I could look down. And I know the kid, the way he was walking, the way he was looking at his phone, you know, the way he looks and everything. His mother went to, as they were walking, she kind of grabbed his hand. They went towards the window with the thing, but he pulled away his hand. He was still looking at the phone, and he fell into the fountain.
I think I might laugh.
Right.
A knee-jerk laugh. Like, oh, my gosh. That just... Yeah.
I mean, nothing happened to him. He didn't get hurt or anything. It was just the surprised look on his face and the panic. It was just, okay, I better not talk anymore. I'll leave it to my lawyers. But, I mean, where are we losing our sense of humor? I mean, we got to stop it. Anyway, do you remember, you've heard it, but it makes me laugh all the time, Chappelle, when he was talking about Jesse Smollett, and he called him Juicy?
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Juicy Smollett.
Oh, have you heard it? Then I won't play it.
Yeah.
I won't play it if you.
Yeah, it's good.
But
leave
that's what
Chappelle.
He called him. Yeah. Can you listen to it one more time? It makes me laugh. Can you listen to it one more time? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is Dave Chappelle, and he's under attack by the transgender community, LGBTQIOU community, because he made a joke. They're after him. They tried to picket him, blah, 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 blah. But he held his ground. I mean he's probably close to almost a billionaire, so what does he care? But anyway, everybody knows about Jesse Smollett, mentally ill, says he didn't do it, wasn't me. He was at his trial, and he said, if something happens to me in there, there's something going on. He got out. He's in the mental ward right now. But here's, so things should be you know, people should lay off of him because he's mentally ill. And you know what? I want to talk to you about that mentally ill thing, too, but we won't go into it. About, is it Naomi Judd who died of mental illness? Is it Naomi? The mother. I don't know who it is.
I think they said suicide. I haven't read any confirmation. Yeah.
Right. It's all I hear is mental illness. I go, who dies of mental illness? But there had to be. And why are these celebrities are now starting? It started with, what's his name, who hit his head in a hotel room.
Bob Saget.
It started with him where his family members and loved ones did not want to say what really happened. And I have never heard such
a
thing.
What really happened? What do you know that I don't?
Right. Exactly. I mean, the guy hit his head. Okay. But you're not going to really tell what really happened, and something really happened. So they went to court, and the judge says, yeah, that's cool. That should be, you know, kept with the family. And you're wondering, that's odd. So now you're hearing celebrities. After that, there was a couple other celebrities said something else that they kind of protected it. And now we got Naomi, and I'm hearing nothing but mental illness, and I'm listening to the news, mental illness. Who dies of mental illness? I mean, how do you die of mental illness? And I'm saying somebody's trying to cover this shit up. So I'm wondering
what suicide.
You think so?
I had a friend that said that. I said, really?
Yeah, that's what Cindy thinks. She thinks it's suicide. Wow.
Because why would they use that? Why would they even bring that up?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then they said that she was battling depression for a while. Let me see. Here's a story. I shouldn't go enough, but this is a celebrity story.
Wasn't she set to get the Lifetime Country Music Award the next day or something?
Right. And they went
on with it. How strange.
I know. But I think it's more strange how they even said her death. I mean, here it is on Good Morning America. And see if we hear the word suicide or we hear the word something. Because this is just weird. I mean, now we're with the social media. Now we're doing this crap that we're protecting medical facts, which is public, by the way. All right, here it is. Just a little sec. It's only 3 minutes. Here we go.
Naomi Judd, her death announced just one day before her Country Music Hall of Fame induction. Her daughters, Ashley and Winona, paying tribute to her at that ceremony last night. Janae Norman is here with that and so much more. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning. So many still processing this, and then her daughters there, Winona and Ashley, heartbroken and in tears, accepting the induction. Ashley saying of her mother, I'm sorry she couldn't hang on until today.
Wow.
Love can build every.
The world celebrating the timeless melodies from mother-daughter duo The Judds this morning while mourning the loss of Naomi Judd as country music.
Look at those jugs. Wow.
Honors her legacy. Her daughters, Winona and Ashley, stepped forward to remember their mom.
I'm going
to
make this fast because my heart's broken.
Winona emotional as she accepted the award just one day after her mother's passing.
I feel so blessed, and it's a very strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed.
Her sister, actress Ashley Judd, in tears.
My mama loved you so much, and she appreciated your love for her. And I'm sorry that she couldn't hang on until today.
The two women acknowledging their profound grief as they navigate what they call unknown territory. Though no exact cause of death has been revealed, Ashley tweeting a statement Saturday saying, "We sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness." The Judds skyrocketed to fame in the 1980s, becoming one of the most successful duos in country music history, with 14 number one singles, 5 Grammys, and more than 20 million albums sold. But behind the success, Naomi revealing she was struggling, telling our Robin Roberts in 2016 about her private battle.
Because they see me in rhinestones, you know, with glitter in my hair.
Yes.
That really is who I am.
Okay.
But then I would come home and not leave the house for 3 weeks.
Uh-oh.
And not get out of my pajamas, not practice normal hygiene. It was really bad.
Naomi candid about her struggle with depression.
Why now, Naomi? Why do you share this now?
Because what I've been through is extreme.
Uh-huh.
My final diagnosis was severe depression.
Wow.
Treatment resistant, because they tried me on every single thing they had in the...
Wow. How bad a depression that you have that there's no medication for it. Oh, my God. I mean, if you got... Can you imagine there's no medication for it? You're severe depression. You might as well just jump on the freeway.
That's why they used to use electroshock therapy. And they
right.
still do sometimes. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing she's not a Kennedy, because they would have done a lobotomy on her head. I never knew there was such a thing that you're so severely depressed that they can't even medication
helps.
Said,
yeah.
fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yep.
I mean, you depress your medication. Your medication is depressed. What the hell happened?
I told you they use electroshock therapy sometimes. They still do. That it
wow.
can break it. Mm.
Oh, my God. She must have been...
Poor thing, huh?
Wow. Yeah.
All the money,
I mean, she was...
all the fame. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. Because in your head, in your head is who you are. And she must have been hearing little voices, and she must have been suffering inside. And
poor thing.
They need...
I guess she had lupus, too. Not lupus.
Oh, did she?
Hep C.
Oh, did she really? I'm going to give her a pass on that, because most, boomers are subject to Hep C. But damn, Melissa, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I got depressed once. And
what did you do?
It didn't kill me. I went to porn. I went to, I opened up a gold account. Board up.
Yeah.
It's nothing sadder to see a man kind of jacking off, crying at the same time.
You idiot. Oh, my God. Where's Laverne when we need her?
I have no idea. I'm running with scissors.
No ones.
Well, here's some more of that story. Here's some more of that story.
I'm content and at peace because I practice radical acceptance every single day. Please join me in telling the truth about depression and anxiety to anyone who will listen. It's a disease of the brain.
Through it all, music was her comfort.
The music that I created, this meditation music, just would help me.
And love.
Just as it helped millions of her fans.
Wow.
Naomi, a single mother who had Winona as a teenager, working as a waitress, eventually becoming a nurse, before turning to country music. The two performing their hit, Love Can Build a Bridge, just 3 weeks ago at the CMT Awards. It would be their final performance together.
Love, love.
Naomi Judd was 76 years old.
Wow, so young.
And she was very open about what she called her life-threatening battle with depression. Again, no cause of death has been confirmed, but May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It is a time to reiterate for anyone out there struggling, there is help. And Robin, I went back and I watched your interview with her yesterday where she talked about her life-threatening battle with depression. This must be surreal for you to have seen her open up about that illness, for her daughter to then say that that was the illness that took her life.
It was something. I can't remember last time hearing about something that just put me on the floor. Being with her in 2016 in a beautiful home in Tennessee, she was so open. She had written this book, and she just wanted people to be able to talk truthfully about depression and anxiety, and that mental illness is an illness. And she was also so kind. When my mama passed away in 2012, she reached out, so did Y. Winona, that's what we call Y. Because you say robes in the L.
Oh,
yeah. So, but she reached out and just so thoughtful, and heard from others in the crew that had worked with her and said the same thing.
She touched a lot of lives.
She certainly did. And she came here a lot. And I know in our next hour, we're going to see some of her interviews with Y here on GMA.
And to hear Y say to be so blessed and broken at the same time. It's so profound.
I mean, it's serious. When you leave a mama, I don't know. What I'm about to say is going to probably offend some fathers, but when you lose a mama, I'm telling you, you lose a dad. I'm not saying the pain is any less, but I don't know why it's so traumatic when you lose a mother, you know? I don't, maybe to me. I don't know what it is. It's like, okay, you lose a father, my dad's tough and everything, it's hard, you know, you're in heaven and everything. But when you lose a mom, something about that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you're a son, it seems to be more emotional. Am I wrong?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's going to be some healing there because God bless her. God. And money doesn't do it. Now, speaking of money, we're going to go right into celebrities behaving badly, celebrities on trial. We're talking about Johnny Depp. It's going on right now, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Amber's up. I don't know when she's going to testify. It's usually towards the end of the week. I don't know. We're going to pick
Heard.
It up. Oh, did you know that was that was trending. That was trending, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to read it. It was horrible. It seems like the pendulum, I'm hoping I pronounced it right, pendulum. Anyway,
pendulum.
The thing's moving. Yeah, pendulum. It's moving towards Johnny Depp. But we haven't heard Amber Heard yet. We haven't heard her side of the story. But she's a doozy.
Mm.
Talk about mental illness.
Did you see her in the elevator with James Franco?
No.
The clip?
No, I didn't. No.
Mm-hmm. That's going around.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was she doing something in there? Did it?
They were really cozy in a very strange way.
Mmm.
Yeah. Mmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, well, Johnny Depp mentioned it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, here it is. This is a little part I picked out. And if we have enough time, we go with the Blac Chyna versus the Kardashians, two women fighting. Oh, this, I really have to give it credit. I don't like Chris at all.
I sent you a clip in your Facebook.
Did you really?
Was,
let me see.
Yeah, for you to look at when you have a minute. And there's a big story behind it. Well,
this is not the one
big.
About. Is this the one about Amber Heard, or let me see?
No, it's about kind of over the top. How over the top we've gone as a country.
It's just, yeah, I believe it. Let me see.
You'll be like, what?
I'm gonna play it right.
Well, you're in California, for Christ's sake.
You know, I'm so used to cuckoos. It's normal to me. You know, I'm so used to people walking down the street as a Statue of Liberty and Big Bird. And you get upset at Big Bird because you gave Big Bird a couple of dollars, and then Big Bird is asking you something, and then Big Bird turns into Angry Bird, and then there's a confrontation.
Yeah.
And then I give them the bird, and so on and so on and so on. And it's really hard because I had the grandkids, you know, and I didn't want them to see me yelling at Big Bird. Big Bird, you know, Big Bird was an asshole, you know, and it doesn't look good.
Not at
trying
all.
To punch it, kick Big Bird in the balls.
Oh, fuck.
Hi.
Let's do it.
Hi, Brian.
Shut up, Big Bird.
You got 25 cents.
I mean, he's an actor. You should make a lot of money. Here's Melissa's clip. Here we go. It's called My Coconuts, and they're shorts. And you can put them in your mouth. My coconuts you can put
in
your
YouTube
mouth.
It's on YouTube if anybody wants to see the visual. But
there
the story
is.
Behind it, I'm like, wait till you hear the story.
Here we go. Let me see.
So bad, you want to believe. I give them just the name, not the
cane and not the name. This was stuck in my head all day yesterday. Assholes.
So bad, you want to believe. I give them different names, not the Kate and not the Nate. They ask me what's my size, to give them a squeeze. I call coconuts. You can put them in your mouth. My coconuts.
What the fuck? My coconuts, you can put them in your mouth, watch them bounce up and down. Everybody loves the twins, so juicy and so right. I give them different names, Mary-Kate and Ashley. Just give them a squeeze. So delicious, dripping down your face. So delicious, you want a taste. So this is normal. And again, this is the shit. If we can't stand up to this shit, if we can't be like, fuck no, kids should not be around that shit, especially in a public institution. No, this is what I mean by the cancel culture. Like, we can't be afraid of cancel culture. We need to cancel the fuck out of these people. We need to weaponize. They've been using cancel culture to cancel us for years, and we've been normal.
Well, thank you for your call. I'm unable to take your call at this time. You may leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hi, Andrea. This is Clarence Woods Emerson from the Turtle Boy Daily News Multimedia Center. I wanted to see if we could rent out your headquarters there. We want to have an all-male review for children, maybe some Chippendales, perform for some little kids, maybe get them exposed to that, you know, whatever. They could read them books, whatever. And then I'm just going to come there, and I'm going to sing you a song. Ready? My coconuts, you can put them in your mouth. All right, my coconuts. It's going to be awesome. So give me a call back if we can rent this out. I like doing weird shit like that. I just like it. Whatever it is, I just want to expose it to kids. I just want kids to see it as much as possible. I know you're big into exposing kids to weird, fucked up shit like that. So give me a call back if you can. I'd love to rent out the space and give me a price, okay? Bye. We'll see what she gives me a call back. I don't know. My coconuts.
Oh, come on.
Okay. This has got you written all over it, right?
Right. Oh, man. We haven't made a
phone. They're having that person come to a school to do a show in Massachusetts.
Are you serious? Which one?
That's
the radio
what it's
guy
about.
Or the...
The
really?
The cross-dresser. Entertainer. Can you imagine?
You know what? Wait a minute. That gives me a good idea. We ought to call the school board and see if they will have a transgender review, you know, that we can have a assembly
mm-hmm,
for the children.
Mm-hmm. This had you written all over it.
We haven't done that in a while.
That turtle boy guy is crazy, but... He's kind of right in a way, you know?
Well, I don't know about censoring things. I mean, I know about this cancel call. You know, if they would name it, see, when you name something, it becomes real. And so you put a name
mm-hmm.
to it, and mm-hmm. there's no such thing as a cancer culture. There's people who always, you know, have bad reviews and good reviews. And when we give it a name, then it takes its own entity as itself and say, you know, show's been canceled because people don't watch it. But saying that people are going after them, the woke society, since we put a name to it, we're done. We're done.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, where I
would
stand.
Would you want your granddaughters seeing that in school?
You see, it's wrong asking me because I'm a broken person. I'm a soul that should be, you know, already buried in a crypt.
Well, if people don't see the video, they don't get what the act is
exactly.
about. And
exactly.
the first thing you see is a banana in the mouth.
Right.
And
right,
this
right.
white stuff going all over the mouth, right? That's the
and
first
her coconut,
thing you see.
And she's talking about her tits, her coconuts
yeah.
and squeezing them and everything. Was that a dude?
Yeah.
Was that a transgender
yes.
dude?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a woman. Oh.
No, it's a trans.
Oh, I didn't
That's
know.
Why I said this has you written all over it. We've had this discussion many times. Okay?
You asked me the question, would I be... See, I would not. And I look at it differently. Because it's part of, I can't shield my grandkids from lunacy and craziness and people acting weird and mental illness and cross-dressers and what a transgender. They've seen that, you know, when they're little girls and the guy comes in the bathroom dressed as a woman. I'm one of these firm believers to prepare children. I say free speech, free creativity, and it's a chance to bond with my grandchildren and have a talk. And
I agree with that. My other concern is that here's my conservative side coming out.
Okay.
Are we, as a society, allowing our children to be groomed?
Yes. Well, we always have.
There you go.
We always say. A little girl's been, you can go back to the 40s and 50s, a little groom, girls, we groom little girls to get married to rich people. Remember? What was the saying? You can marry a rich man just as much as a poor man or something like that.
Until women,
I think in the late 70s, became more independent and became blah, blah, blah. Girls were groomed to get married to the prince.
Yeah.
They were groomed. Yeah. Sit this way. Nice girls sit here. Bad girls sit this way. Eat this way. Eat like a lady. We were grooming our
sexuality.
Kids.
We now have young kids that want to change their gender at a really young age when they don't even really understand, right? That's what I'm talking about.
See, that's the problem. It's not so much, in my opinion, not so much the kids, it's the parents. It's the parents who are loony enough to, we all have my grandkids, I'm talking about them, they're two beautiful little girls, 5 and 9. And they like to climb trees. They like to throw rocks. We play karate, and we play all that. I'm not worried about their changing into boys. If you had stable parents, tomboys were the thing. But nowadays, they're taking it literally like, well, maybe you want to be a boy because girls don't act that way. And I think the parents are the problem and not the children. I really believe that. I think we have unstable parents having kids, young kids. I think young kids are having kids, and they're in this social media culture.
Yeah,
and I think
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah,
you know, and I think that's where the
confusion
is.
I never once thought, you know, that there was something wrong, but she was a real tomboy, for sure.
Yeah, why not?
And it was
You know, and so if I had and I see my daughters and everything, and we talk about some of these subjects very, very carefully, you know, and these kids are very open-minded. They're exposed to a lot of things. So to say what you said, would I want the guy to come to school and expose my kids? I would say yes. And because you cannot shield these kids from the world. He's out there. He's not the only one. And I want them to be prepared and to understand there's different people who do different things that you might find differently, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't
Why
want
bring
them to
it
be
into
afraid.
School, though?
Hmm? Well,
why bring it into
I would be,
school?
I don't know, kiddo. I don't know, mate. Again, we're in that social media culture that just because he's gay or just because he's a transgender that we should not block him. Florida's trying to do it.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah?
Come on. This has nothing to do with curriculum in a school.
Well,
nothing.
I agree. Well, unless they have some entertainment. I mean, when I went to school, they had bands playing, you know?
I know, right?
And if you think about it, some of those songs that the band was playing, I mean, you're like 10 years old and you're going to an auditorium and the bands, they used to do the college circuit and sometimes they'll do the high school circuit. Sometimes they'll do junior high school circuit just to get the audience. And you're a little kid and you're 11 years old and you're hearing, pour some sugar on me. Huh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can go with that. And remember how about having a Cardi B? Performance.
But he was blowing a banana.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, I had an incident. I know we should be. I'm looking at the time. I know we'll do it really quick.
I know. I'm sorry. I had to put this in front of you.
He was blowing a banana.
I did.
It was. I made the mistake. My grandkids spend the night, and I told him, Bess, I'm sorry, but one kid was awake and going, you know, Grandpa, I'm still awake. And I wanted to watch Teen Wolf. Now, the Teen Wolf movie that I remember was with,
Michael J.
Fox.
Michael J. Fox. I love that movie.
Right. Well, this one was darker, and it was on Roku or whatever. And was dark.
Mm.
I didn't.
Wow.
I thought they'd still stay with the storyline. So she's with me. She's, like I said, 8 years old. And I said, sweetheart, if it gets too scary, or it gets too mature, or you know, you get bothered, please
yeah.
let Grandpa know. You know. So I'm watching it carefully. There's some scenes that made me kind of fast forward a little bit, but it wasn't too graphic. I was more afraid that she's going to get upset. So she came to me and says, Grandpa? I go, yeah. Are there really werewolves? And I said, no, there's no werewolves. Just imagine, you know, because it's a talking point. I get to bond with my daughter,
yeah.
my granddaughter.
Yeah.
So it was late at night. She was tired and everything. And so I moved her way over there in her, like, a little sleeping bag because she wanted to be near Grandpa and everything. And then I fell asleep, which is the worst thing ever. So now I fall asleep. She's watching Teen Wolf by herself. No parental guidance whatsoever. No parental guidance whatsoever. So then she wakes me up. She goes, Grandpa. I go, yes. She goes, I'm done watching this. I go, oh, shit. Mm. And it was like six episodes she watched. And she goes, it's time to turn the TV off and go to bed now. I go, okay, sweetheart, you go ahead and turn the TV off. So she turned the TV off. She goes, good night, Grandpa. I go, sweetheart, are you okay? I mean, because, again, I missed six episodes I didn't even see, you know. I go, baby, are you okay? She goes, I'm okay, Grandpa. Oh, it's very disturbing. I go, oh, no.
Yeah. Must have scared her.
Yeah. She goes, good night. I go, oh, I don't like the way she said good night, Grandpa. But she was okay. But we talked about it in the morning. I said, sweetheart, I didn't know if it was disturbing. She goes, it was. It was not my cup of tea. And then can we watch Encanto tomorrow, which is, you know, Bruno, the Bruno song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I go, let's go there. That was the same kid who's so smart that 2 years earlier, she's 8 and 7. I think she was old enough. And we watched Star Wars together. And I thought that was good until she made a racial thing about Darth Vader being black and trying to kill the white girl who was Princess Leia. And I knew at that point, this is not a good time to watch Star Wars. but that's the culture, though. I would have never put that together. You got Darth Vader. Tell me where the planet is, princess. I will not tell you. And then she just sat there going, why is that black man trying to kill that white girl? I'm going, oh, my God. I would not have put that together,
Either.
Back in the 70s.
Mm-mm.
So you can't hide them from life. And I don't like censorship. The more they are exposed, I think – if you have a responsible parent, the better off they will be in life. I don't know. But no, it's not my forte to bring in a transgender with a banana and start squeezing your coconuts. It's not my entertainment.
But for me, if somebody wants that entertainment as an adult, go for it.
Right.
Go for it.
Right.
If they're making that choice.
I know.
That's how I feel. And I'm a live and let live person. But anyway, if you want to go back to Johnny Depp stuff, that's pretty good, too.
Thank you for sharing. And here's Johnny Depp. I don't know if it's any different than that other guy squeezing, because Johnny Depp's in some deep doo-doo. Here we go. I'm just going to play the part that I found interesting. Let me see. Naomi Judd, again, they're not mentioning that she died of suicide. People are assuming it is suicide. They just mentioned depression. So it could be that I don't know. You think she took some pills? I don't know. We're just, again, just talking, you know.
I don't know.
I got to be careful. I got to be careful what to say, you know what I mean? I got to have some kind of responsibility, I guess. Okay, here we go. This is from E.T., a little bit about Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. It's going on right now, but here's the part that that I'm going to play for you. They're in a courtroom right now, and here we go.
tried to not pay attention. I was just there to get Mr. Depp out of there, but
misheard.
It would depend. I mean, they were.
They called
the witness. Sometimes they were super loving, super happy, and then the next night they could be arguing. And initially, when we first, when I first started working down at the loft, things were cool. More than moving forward, things got a little more volatile moving in the longer they were there.
When did you start noticing more arguments between Mr. Depp and Ms. Hurd?
So I want to say like the end of 2014, they started staying down there pretty regularly. There were a few incidents where there were fights, but March 2015, when they came back from Australia, was when I really started to notice a change.
And how often would you witness arguments or fights during that time?
From in March?
From March and thereafter.
So when they came back from Australia, the arguments were pretty regular. Wouldn't say nightly, but every other night, several times a week, there would be arguments.
And what did you observe in the arguments that you personally witnessed?
So it was typically, I would come in, I'd get a text from Mr. Depp. I would go to penthouse 3, which is where they stayed, either stay by the door as requested, or in the kitchen. And then, I mean, it was just verbal arguments, yelling. It was typically Mr. Depp wanting to get out of there. And so there was the trying to convince Ms. Hurd to let us leave. And, I mean, lots of name-calling, lots of F-bombs, you know.
And who was the name-calling directed at?
Really? Really? You are one... This attorney, man, I don't know where they got this woman attorney. You're yelling. You're having an argument. And you ask a stupid question like that? That tells me your case is weak. Your case is weak. This is ridiculous. I'm going to hear a little bit more.
So that was typically Ms. Hurd directing her feelings toward Mr. Depp.
And what do you recall Ms. Hurd saying in those instances?
Yeah, what did she say?
Oh, dear.
Come on.
It would vary, and to be honest, I tried to not pay attention. I was just there to get Mr. Depp out of there, but... you know, there were times I've heard Ms. Hurd call him a fucking deadbeat dad, if I can say that. I apologize to the court.
You just said it.
A fucking washed up.
Uh-oh.
Fucking cunt.
Wow.
You name it.
Yeah.
She's spewed it.
How would you describe your own interactions with Ms. Hurd in the time that you worked for Mr. Depp?
She gave me a blowjob.
All right. What's the relevance of his interactions?
His interactions when he was involved in the, when he was witnessing these altercations.
Well, you don't ask that question.
Okay. How would you describe your interactions with Ms. Heard when you were present during an altercation between her and Mr. Depp?
For the most part, there wasn't really interaction. There were a few times where I was trying to get Mr. Depp away from the situation, and Ms. Heard didn't like my involvement in the situation, and she, on one occasion, let me know how she felt about that.
And what did she say to you in that instance?
A lot. It was a lengthy...
Oh, come on. Say it.
One-sided conversation. But she basically demeaned my career choice, called me a fucking yes man. And honestly, there were parts of that where she, you know, she was like, how would you feel if someone was involved in your relationship, which I sympathize with. But yeah, she definitely threw some shade on me and my chosen career.
Now, you mentioned that the arguments between Mr. Depp and Ms. Heard increased when they returned from Australia in March 2015. When did you first see Ms. Heard when she returned from Australia?
So I picked Ms. Heard up from the airport on March 9th. Yeah, that was the first time I saw her when she got back.
And who else was with her?
A gentleman named Ben King, who I later found out, I didn't know who he was initially, but later found out he was the house manager, property estate manager of the place they were staying at in Australia.
How would you describe Ms. Heard's demeanor when you picked her up at the airport?
She seemed normal, nothing out of the ordinary. She was pleasant. She was polite, like she usually was.
How much time did you spend with Ms. Heard that day?
Not a lot, but at least the car ride from LAX to downtown LA to the loft. Couldn't tell you how long that took, but probably 45 minutes to an hour. I believe I escorted them or helped them up to penthouse 3 and was maybe in there for very, very briefly, a minute or two, and then I left. So overall, let's estimate an hour.
And how close to Ms. Heard were you that day?
I mean, in the car where I'm driving, she's in the seat right behind me to my right, so there's a few feet there. I think when I picked them up, I don't remember if I hugged her or not, but I know I probably grabbed some luggage, so I was within a few feet.
And what time of day was it when Ms. Heard arrived at the airport?
What? Who cares?
Early afternoon. I want to say they landed at around 1 p.m.
What, if any, injuries did you observe on Ms. Heard that day?
Wow.
I didn't notice any injuries.
When did you first see Mr. Depp when he returned from Australia in March 2015?
I don't know, to be honest. I know it was after Ms. Heard came, but I couldn't give you an exact date.
And what, if any, injuries did you observe on Mr. Depp when he returned from Australia?
So Mr. Depp had his right hand heavily wrapped I didn't actually see an injury, but his hand was wrapped.
Now, you mentioned that the arguments between Mr. Depp and Ms. Heard increased after they returned from Australia. What arguments do you recall specifically?
One in particular stands out. March 23rd, a couple weeks after they got back, there was an incident in Penthouse 5 that I recall.
And when did you start your shift that day?
11 p.m. was typically my start time.
And where were you on your shift?
So we, at the loft, there was kind of a makeshift command post CP or guard shack or whatever it's called, that was in a storage room connected to Penthouse 5 via a patio. So you'd leave Penthouse 5, go to a patio, and then our CP was connected to that patio. That's typically where we hang out during our shifts.
And what time were you first contacted by Mr. Depp that evening?
Again, I can't say precisely, but between 4 and probably around 4 a.m., 4:30 maybe.
And what did you do after Mr. Depp contacted you?
So when he texted me, and I was downstairs. I don't remember exactly what I was doing, either getting some air, stretching my legs, or grabbing some food. But I remember getting the text. I wasn't in the CP when I got the text. He requested I meet him at Penthouse 5 and requested that I bring the nurse, his nurse that was working at that time with him.
What was her name?
Debbie Lloyd.
And so what did you go get Miss Lloyd?
I did. So Miss Lloyd was staying at a hotel close by, probably about a half block away. And being that I was already down there, I felt 4 in the morning, I wasn't going to, and Mr. Depp wouldn't have wanted me to have her walk by herself. But I wasn't going to go get the truck either since I was down there already. So I walked over to the hotel. I believe I called the nurse just to make sure she woke up. And then I walked to the hotel and I met her there. We walked over together to the Eastern Columbia building. In the lobby, we ran into Ms. Heard. She was at the front desk talking to security or concierge. I'm not sure who. Ms. Lloyd stayed downstairs with Ms. Heard. I proceeded upstairs to meet Mr. Depp at Penthouse 5 as requested. Was hoping to get him out of there before Ms. Heard came back up because of past...
Why was that?
Just because past experiences, when they would argue, she would try to prevent us from leaving. To the point, I mean, she's held the elevator before. She's physically tried to keep Mr. Depp from leaving by grabbing his arm or standing in front of him. I just wanted to get out of there to avoid that.
And what happened when you got upstairs to the penthouse?
So Mr. Depp was sitting in front of the front door of Penthouse 5. I agree. He had some bags, I believe, like he was ready to go. I greeted him, kind of got a feel for what was going on, tried to get him out of there. As we were getting ready to leave, Miss Heard and Miss Lloyd exited the elevator on the penthouse level, so they came back up.
Oh.
And Mr. Depp and Miss Heard decided they wanted to continue whatever conversation they were having. So I let them into Penthouse 5. Myself, Miss Lloyd, Mr. Depp, and Miss Heard entered Penthouse 5. I tried to stay out of their conversations as long as they were peaceful. So they were having a relatively peaceful conversation. So Miss Lloyd and I stood outside the door of Penthouse 5, had the door propped open to make sure we could hear what was going on, but kind of giving them their space initially.
And you said initially, what happened after that?
So the conversation got a little louder, got a little more volatile. So Miss Lloyd and myself entered Penthouse 5 just to be around, to hopefully be able to not necessarily mediate, but just to be there. So yeah, entered, stood a little closer to Mr. Depp.
And what did you observe when you went back into the penthouse?
So the argument continued. There were moments of kind of normal conversation, peaceful conversation, but then there were also moments of yelling and anger from both of them. And at some point I witnessed Ms. Heard throw a Red Bull can. So the loft is three levels. Mr. Depp was down at the lower level, which is the kitchen area. There's a middle level, which was turned into an office for Ms. Heard. And then the upper level was where the bedrooms were, but they were turned into closets, basically, for Ms. Heard at that time. Ms. Heard and her sister at that time, Whitney, had come in. They were both on the middle level, the office level. And I saw Ms. Heard throw a Red Bull can from her position that struck Mr. Depp in the back.
Wow. Anything else that you recall?
I'm surprised he hit her, or she hit him, because Red Bull gives you wings. He could have flew out of there.
Huh. At that point, I moved closer to Mr. Depp. I didn't care that I was in the middle of their conversation at that point. I didn't want my client getting hit with anything else. So I stood right by Mr. Depp. The verbal onslaught continued from both of them. Mr. Depp was giving as good as he got at that point. He was angry and agitated. At one point, Ms. Heard threw something else, either a purse or some sort of bag or something that she had up there. I was able to knock it away so it didn't hit him. At one point, she spit at him. Yeah, and then just a lot of verbal vitriol from both of them.
And she did a duty on the bed.
What do you remember Ms. Heard saying to Mr. Depp on this occasion?
I have to take a duty.
Jeez. Anything and everything. Specifically, there was the you're fucking washed up. You're a fucking cunt.
Cunt.
Which he called her as well. You're again the deadbeat dad shit. Yeah, I don't even remember what the fight was about, but it was pretty. The F word is my favorite word, and it was being thrown around to the point where I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So.
Ruin the F word.
And how did Mr. Death respond to Ms. Hurd's behavior?
He shot her.
Oh, he was mad. He was upset.
Get the back.
Especially after she tried to spit on him.
Yeah.
At one point, Ms. Hurd and her sister left Penthouse 5. I imagine they went into Penthouse 4 or possibly over to Penthouse 3. I don't know. They were all adjoining. Mr. Depp went upstairs and rearranged her closet for her.
Burned it down.
Threw down probably every rack of clothing and shoes. Threw one, at least one, down the stairs.
That's rearranging?
Yeah, he was upset.
Where was Ms. Hurd when Mr. Depp rearranged her closet, as you said?
Probably
can't say for sure, but she was not in Penthouse 5.
She's probably boiling a rabbit, the way this is going.
Wow. This is too much. Listening to this, and I see the time, listening to this, and I'm looking at the feet at the same time, I mean, this is going against Amber. I mean, some of the words on the live chat, I'll give you an idea. A guy named Charkey, I guess. It says, Amber ever clawed Depp's back or too late, new nails to break. These are just people commenting on it. One person named Anna going, what the fuck with the questions? And another person says he's Team Johnny. And one person says, stop being misogynistic and racist. We must stand with Amber for... Oh, okay, it's a woman. She says, stop being misogynistic and racist. We must stand with Amber for women's rights. We open a... whatever, Johnny must go to jail. See, these are... You're hearing a trial. You're hearing this guy basically... saying that, you know, Depp didn't hurt her or hit her. She was the one who threw things at him. But then you get these women that actually says, stop being misogynistic and racist. Racist, I don't know what racist has to do with it. They want to throw in every little word that is just disgusting. Stop being misogynistic and racist. We must stand with Amber. We must stand with Amber. Even if somebody's wrong, you must stand with Amber for women's rights. I guess women have the right to throw an ashtray at somebody or throw a Red Bull or throw something. I mean, that must be woman's rights. I don't know. And then they said Johnny must go to jail. That's just one person. Most of the chat is for Johnny Depp, saying that she's a psycho. You don't need a crystal ball to know that Pirate 6 without Jack Sparrow will be a flop. Amber the abuser, Team Johnny, Team Baba Booey. This guy is going against a veteran. The lawyer is pulling at straws. What a joke. Another one says, who gives a shit? Oh, I can't, they're typing so fast. Who gives a shit how much money is he spending on and on what is irrelevant? Again, most of it is for death. And somebody says, every day at the trial, every witness has said Amber Heard is the abuser. And all I can say is never seen Johnny do anything. Only Amber Heard has been abusing from my own mouth. It's good to hear a woman say it because, you know, women have this thing that they can't go against the womanhood thing. even if they're wrong. But I think a strong woman will point out that there are some people who are psychics. And I don't understand this either, because a lot of these women who are, that women can't do anything wrong, and we must stand for justice and women's rights, they must have sons and husbands and whatever. And what happened if it happened to your kid? Anyway, if you want to see the trial is live, it's on YouTube. We're going to go to a couple other stories, but this is getting really, really bad. She's supposed to, Amber Heard is, I guess, is supposed to testify Wednesday. To me, my question is, why would Johnny Depp, with all this money, all these women in Hollywood, why would you even put up with this? Why wouldn't you just get a restraining order? Why would you even deal with this? And I think this is more about obsession, control, and power. That's the only thing I could think of why people will stay in some kind of relationship like this. 323, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Is this you, fuck up? Fuck you, Joe.
You're fuck up. Oh.
Fuck you, Joe. How you doing, Joe?
You know, the restraining orders don't work because people have tried to have an injunction against you, and you keep coming back.
I keep coming back.
It just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Brian Hammer, you have a restraining order to within, 100 miles of a talk show? Hey, you know what? They need me. People need me. I'll tell you. What do you
know,
think, Joe?
And hello, fuck up. Yeah, fuck you, fuck up. What's the difference? Jesus fucking.
Oh, man. Hey, Joe, did you hear, I don't have much time, did you hear Dave Chappelle talk about Jesse Smollett and calls him Juicy? Have you heard that? It's my favorite. I know people are tired of listening to it. I haven't heard it for a while. Have you heard it?
Didn't he do that like a couple of years ago?
Yeah, he did it. I'm not going to play it. But we got some more things to do. Okay, so we're talking about celebrities behaving badly and blah, blah, blah. And we just heard that a woman has messed up, what's his name? Ghostbusters, help me out. SNL, Bill Murray. That Bill Murray currently was shooting a movie, and some women were offended of a joke he said. So now he's being investigated, and they shut down production because someone felt uncomfortable and thought it was not professional. And I was just saying, you guys are not seeing the big picture, that all these people who are getting paid are not getting paid anymore. I mean, there's just more to a movie making than just two people. So you'll shut down production because some woman feels offended of a joke he said. We're getting to a point where we need to fight back against this bullshit. We're gonna turn to sports. Mm-hmm. And I know that most of you people out there in my audience are full of ladies, thank you, are not sports fans. But I've been following this story for 4 months. I haven't been reporting on it. It's about the Dodger pitcher. His name is Trevor Bauer. Long and the short of it is Trevor's a great pitcher. Dodgers need him. But apparently he got in trouble because he has a freak side of him. And he was with this girl and he had rough sex. Bottom line, it was proven in court there was consensual sex. But she tried to go after him. Well, what happened was he got suspended from the Dodger organization for 2 seasons. That means 2 years. And before you think only 2 years, you have to understand when an athlete's in his prime, and you suspend them for 2 years. 2 years is almost a lifetime for an athlete. It really is. You're at your peak. You can almost equate it to Muhammad Ali. When he was at his peak and he decided that he wasn't going to fight in Vietnam and they took 4 years of his life. Was it four or three? Well, anyway, you get the picture. That's devastating to an athlete in his prime. That is devastation. So that's going on, and here's the story. Hey, Joe, I hope you stay awake because you're going to like this story. You're going to like this story. Okay. Well, just for that, We'll tell that story when we come right back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network on BT Radio. If you'd like to come in the studio, you don't have much time. You know the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get your worldwide publicity or promotion, whatever. We'll be right back after this break. I'm just going to sip a cup of coffee. This song's about lovers. I think it's very appropriate. You fall in love and you live happily ever after. Or do you? We'll be right back. Yes, we will.
This story has no morals. This story has no end. This story only goes to show
that there ain't no good in man. They'll do you wrong. Yes, they'll do you wrong.
Brady and me, we are lost. Oh, Lordy, how we can love. For to be true to each other, just as true as stars above. Frankie, I'm your man. I never do you wrong. For that chick named Nellie Bly, I'm Frankie's man. I wouldn't do her wrong. Baby, leave me here to gamble. I'll be home before dawn. Don't wait up for me, honey. And don't you worry while I'm gone.
Johnny, you're my man. To do me wrong.
That Nellie Bly.
He was her man.
Johnny?
Frankie, I beg you, don't shoot me. They'll put you away in a cell. They'll put you where the cold wind blows from the hottest corner of hell.
Johnny, you're my man. But you're doing me wrong.
Going back to the Dodgers, you're listening to me, and I apologize. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer 96.7, along with Fuck You Joe and the beautiful, magnificent Melissa. Here's the story. Dodgers' Trevor Bauer, suspended for 2 seasons by Major League Baseball, third woman accuses him of sexual assault. Oh, can it be? Can it be? Major League Baseball has suspended Los Angeles Dodger pitcher Trevor Bauer for 2 years over allegations of domestic violence. It wasn't really domestic violence. It was rough sex. Through that, and a third accuser has come forward. It's hard to come backwards. Anyway, the league announced that the 324-game suspension on Friday, citing its domestic violence and sexual assault policies, according to ESPN. The decision comes after an extensive investigation by Major League Baseball. Bauer, who's 31. See, that's the thing. He's 31. When you're in sports, 30, hitting 30s is like hitting 60. And you suspend a guy for 2 years because allegations that hasn't really been founded, it hurts you more than anything because you're in your prime. Bauer, 31, he vowed to appeal this decision. Yay. He denied the accusation. Yay. I'm appealing this action to expect to prevail, Bauer said. As we thought out this process, my representative and I respect the confidentiality of the proceedings. And that's another thing what I hate about this. They're not naming the girls or the women who are accusing him. They're not going into their past. They're not doing anything. Fair game. If you're going to accuse somebody and he's going to ruin his career, shouldn't we be allowed to name the girls or ladies who are doing it and go back in their past? The Dodgers said in a separate statement that the team has cooperated fully with the Major League Baseball investigation since it began. The Dodger organization takes all allegations of this nature very seriously and does not condone or excuse any acts of domestic violence or sexual assault. That's what the team said. Later, they added, we understand that Trevor has the right to appeal. Good. The commissioner's decision, therefore, will not make comment until the process is complete. Blah, 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 blah. During another sexual encounter a few months later, the woman alleges she passed out once again. Why are these women passing out? Well, here it is. Let me see. The Columbus woman claims Bauer choked her unconscious without her consent. You must have the consent if you're going to choke a woman unconsciously. I get it. I get it written down before she passes out, before her eyes bug out of her head, and she loses oxygen. She does sign a consent form. I do it all the time. I mean, everybody knows that. What's wrong with you? The Columbus woman claims Bauer choked her unconsciously without consent during a 2013 sexual encounter when Bauer was playing in the minor leagues and said she woke up on the bathroom floor. Many times I woke up on the bathroom floor after I have the consent form that she signed that I can choke her. And then I vomited. During another sexual encounter a few months later, the woman alleges she passed out once again. She's passing out. Maybe she has a medical problem. Maybe it's not his at all. Maybe she passes out. She just walks, hey, how you doing? I have known, there's a disease called whatever when you're sitting and all of a sudden you're just passing out. Maybe she's a medical problem. She passed out again. This time as Brower had his hands wrapped around her neck. Okay. I don't know. She passed out once again, this time as Bauer had his hands wrapped around her neck. I mean, maybe he's giving her a cold compress. After coming to, she claims Bauer told her that she had begun convulsing on the hotel room bed. The woman also claims that Bauer agreed to stop choking her. Hey, you know, let's just agree that you could quit choking me. Is that okay? Hey, okay. Whatever you want. At least they agreed. You know, as long as you agree, right? The woman also claims that Bauer agreed to stop choking her unconsciousness. All right, I won't go that far, but maybe I just choke you a little. Okay, a little's fine. It's like a kiss. It's like a hickey, a big hickey on the neck. This is why I have no listeners. I have listeners. They just hate me. But did not follow through with his promise. Ooh-ooh. She is also accusing him of having anal sex with her while she was unconscious without her consent.
Why is she unconscious all the time?
Because, you know that, there is a sexual thing. I have seen it, and I remember.
Right.
Right?
Where they like to be strangled to like go on the verge,
It was a big thing, and it was a big thing in the early 2000s that the plastic bag over your head right before. There was a thing that, remember the donkey punch? And it's so disgusting, I don't even want to mention it, but the donkey punch, I guess, is right before she has an orgasm, you punch her in the face. I mean, that was a thing. That was a thing. I had the reverse thing when
you
I was dating this Jewish.
You?
No, but it happened to me. It wasn't a donkey punch. It was more like a penis punch because she was Jewish and we're making love. And right before I had an orgasm, she took my wallet.
Oh. Okay.
Ow. It hurt me very badly.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
She also accused him of having anal. I mean, I don't know how you can accuse a person like that, but he's a sick puppy. But should he be away from... She also accused him of having anal sex with her while she was unconscious and without her consent. You got to wake them up and say, you know, can I go through the back door? What is with you? You got to have him sign an anal consent form. I do. Right before you take them shopping. Well, you know, before you buy the dress, would you like to sign this? What is it, Brian? It's just a little consent form. Let me read it. I can do anal to you when you're unconscious. You know, I don't know if I want to sign it, Brian. You want the dress? Yes, I do. And I get the signature. I'm protecting myself. You got to protect anal, boy. The woman produced a text message from Bauer to the Post in which she alleges... He said, I want to fuck you while you're completely unconscious. Okay, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Wow.
He had a thing for unconscious people. You know, let me tell you something. Really think about it. Sometimes when I'm in the act of this, they talk. You know what I mean? And, you know, dirty talk like, really, Brian? Is that what you're going to do? Is that all you have, Brian? Oh, really? I was almost there. Not really, Brian. And then laughter starts. So maybe you do want to choke him unconsciously. I don't know. I can understand it. I never done it. But sometimes their talking is a little annoying.
Right.
Sometimes the talking is annoying. In a restatement responding to the allegation, Bauer said that he had casual and wholly consensual sexual relationship with a Columbus woman from 2013 to 2018. That's 5 years. 5 years she did not complain. 2013 to 2018, five frickin' years. While playing for triple A, baseball. He also alleged that the woman has sent him more than 100 sexually explicit photos and videos since 2019. And he stopped seeing her in 2018. She started sending him explicit photos and videos since 2019. Huh! I don't get sent anything except a restraining order. Lucky bastard. I don't get porn. None of our meetings ever involved a single non-consensual, let alone illegal act, Bauer said. He also alleged that the woman was the one who introduced me to choking, both in our relationship and as a consensual act during sex. Hi, big boy. Hello. The person playing the part of the woman is Brian, and the person who's playing part of the abuser is Brian. Okay, low budget. That's all we can afford for actors. Here we go. Hello. Hi, Brian. Hi, woman. I'm going to introduce you to something. Why? What? Well, I want you to put both your arms around my neck like this and squeeze. Yes, harder. Oh, my. I am getting excited, Brian. All right, woman, I'm choking you more. Squeeze harder, Brian. Oh, no. Okay, I'm passing out. Oh, good. Now I can have sex. End scene. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Get my Emmy. Get my Emmy for this.
Johnny
bitch.
Depp doesn't hold a candle to you.
I know, right?
Not to that performance, no.
I want to thank Jesus. I want to thank my
mother
for that performance. So here we are, folks. This ruined his career. It ruined his career. The guy likes to have weird sex. Women consented. He's fighting back. Bauer said in a disagreement involving her wanting her to visit me for sex and me asking if she planned to stay the night or not because I wasn't sure if she had work the next day and she took offense. Basically, he said, you have to leave. I have to go up. She got mad at him because he made her leave. The Columbus woman confirmed that she did continue to text Bauer, but said that doesn't neglect the fact that he pushed boundaries and I didn't want pushed. You should have had a safe word. Where's the safe word? In this text, I have never heard somebody say safe word, right? You're going to have safe words. Bauer alleged the woman then hired a lawyer who attempted to solicit a financial settlement on October 1921. In exchange for resolving her issue and not speak with Major League Baseball, the pitcher said he declined, refusing to be extorted. Yay him. Bauer also accused the Post reporter, Gus Garcia Roberts, of trying to pursue anything regardless of evidence, contrary information or motives that can force into supporting this concept. Like, blah, 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 blah. The Dodger player said he and his representative made Garcia Roberts, his editor, and the Post legal counsel aware of the wealth of the information contrary to what was alleged. In addition, after spending 10 months looking into my sex life, he spent at most 3.5 days looking into any contrary information that didn't align with the narrative. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. It is unclear if Bauer will be criminally charged following the allegations, report on Friday. Bauer was the first placed on administrative leave on July 2nd, 21, after a San Diego woman accused the pitcher of violating her consent during two separate sexual encounters earlier this year. You know, according to a restraining order request, you know, this is where it's ridiculous. Here's where I smell money. He's a high-profile person. He's a pitcher for a major league team, and you really have to give a restraining order. I think you put a restraining order in because you're padding your case. You know what I mean? This guy is not coming to your house. This guy is not going to break in. He's going to lose his job, his career. He's well known. Anyway, according to a restraining order request filed last summer, the 27-year-old woman claimed Bauer choked her with her own hair. What is this choking thing with this guy has? He choked her with her own hair without asking until she lost consciousness. Now, if you're choking me with my own hair, it's kind of hard because I got an afro. Am I fighting back? Why am I just sitting there and letting him choke me? Am I hitting him? Am I hitting him in the face? Am I kicking him in the balls? What are you doing while he's choking you before you pass out? It's just a question. He choked her with her own hair without asking until she lost consciousness and later awoke to the picture having anal sex with her without consent again. There he goes through the back door. Man, he waits till you're out, and I hate to be – I'm not doing a sleepover with this dude. Something about ass, you know, wow. You know what this is about, humiliation and control? That doesn't seem as about sexual thing. It's about I want to control you and humiliate you.
Mm.
It's similar, like it kind of similar as Joel's rape room on the wintertime.
Why did they close that place up?
They close that place up. Right, Joe? What?
Secret sex unit came and closed it up. Turn that shit down.
And so that's what's going on. It's we got 6 minutes left, and there's one more story. I'll do it really quick. Here's what's going to happen. I'm still live on TuneIn, Stitcher. I'm still live on Apple Radio and YouTube. What is it? Apple, whatever. Podcast, I'm live. We're working on iHeartRadio. I'm still live, basically, but I'm broadcasting from Blog Talk Radio, meaning they're giving me 5 minutes. I do want to do one story with the Kardashian, and I'm out, but I'm going to run over. So if you got 5 minutes to come into the studio, you don't have to talk, as you would hear the story live as it folds, because after 5 minutes, they're going to take us off a live broadcast, and we're going to go into podcasts. But if you want to hear the show live, you would have to come in. I hope I made that clear. The number to call in is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That would get you in the studio, and you can continue hearing the show live for another 10 minutes without it going into podcasts. And the show is brought to you by Choker. Ladies, are your hands dry, your mouth dry? Do you pass out at parties? Do you wake up and find out that a man has entered your butthole? Well, Choker. It's lube that would make you feel easy when you wake up, and you will not have that crampy feeling. Choker. Get it now on the Internet. Thank you. Thank you.
Literally, huh?
Literally.
You wake up and feel crappy. Right?
You're right, literally.
Yeah.
Do you come to a party and you're feeling beautiful and you wake up and you feel like shit? Well, Choker.
That's it.
It's what you really need.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time, and I will go over Blac Chyna versus a Kardashian trial. That's a mess. That's a mess. Apparently, Blac Chyna versus Kardashian, a courtroom bombshell that may shape the verdict. Judge dismisses the defamation claim against Kim Kardashian in Blac Chyna lawsuit. Judge tosses part of Blac Chyna's case, Kim Kardashian. Los Angeles judge throws out the defamation portion of Blac Chyna's lawsuit. Basically, this is bullshit, but it's nice to see two women going at it and going after each other than a woman accuses a man. This is all about money. This is all about Blac Chyna accuses the Kardashians of ruining her reality show, which Kim said, not Kim, Chris said, which is right. Without Rob, you wouldn't have a reality show, because I guess it's Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian had the show. And it's been noted that Blac Chyna has hit Rob over the head with a phone, choked him with the cord, put a gun to his head.
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm laughing.
And then she claims, she was just joking. It's crazy people all the time. You know, it must be hard to be a reality show, because you have to keep pushing it. You have to keep pushing it. Something different, something exciting every day.
Yeah.
You got to keep pushing the envelope and envelope. I think
I hit him over the head myself.
Well, we're going to
worked or did anything.
Well, you know what I was surprised about? We only got 1 minute. I was really surprised about when Kardashian, the lawyer, the father, when he died, he left all the children $100 million for them to divide among themselves. I did not know that. I didn't know he left the kids. Yeah, so they were not broke. Each of them had like $20 million to build on. He didn't leave anything to Chris. He left it all to his children. So when you start thinking that you start loving the Kardashians because they came from nothing and they built up, no, that's not true. I think it's Robert. What, wasn't Robert the father? Maybe
yeah.
Rob is the junior?
He was
well,
Robert. Yeah, that was OJ's buddy.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
left $100 million to his kids. So they were not broke, as people thought. They were millionaires. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
he didn't, but Kim was broke. I mean, Chris was broke. I don't think he left anything to Chris. But these kids were not broke. You're listening to me, Brian Hammer Jackson. God, how 2 hours go away, right? We're done.
Yeah.
10 seconds. We are done. I want to thank the lovely, lovely, beautiful Melissa. Thank you for coming
in
and keeping
welcome.
Me company today. Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
You, fuck you, Joe. Thank you for coming in and threatening me and probably wants to choke me to unconsciousness. Sure he does. Thank you, Joe, for
with
coming in. You know I joke. Yeah, Joe, coming to my Joe, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. Miss all you guys. I'll be back at regular time tomorrow, I think, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Enjoy the day. Melissa, any song
yeah.
that you would you like to make a request for, kiddo?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear?
You know, one of the kids' all-time favorites.
Okay. Which one?
You could do Manamana.
Okay, you got
I know
it.
Joe would love that song. Right?
Phenomenon.
I think
do,
he would.
Do, do, do. This goes out
Phenomena.
To the Jamaican King, Oliver, and the Prince, Sean.
No.
I don't know Sean's, but to the kids, to the kids.
The baby.
The baby. let me see. See if I can find that. What would be Muppets? Let me see if I can find
yeah.
that right now.
Yeah.
And again,
they love
and if you
stuff.
Like to, do they still love it? With is that? I thought
yeah.
they would go to Bruno. I don't like or don't say Bruno or something like that. But okay.
I don't know.
What's your favorite shows? When you, I know when the kids were small, Paw Patrol was the show.
It's changed. He likes Ridley Jones,
really?
Which is like a takeoff on Night in the Museum.
Uh-huh.
And he watches all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
He likes Pirates of the Caribbean, too.
The movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He loves pirates. He loves pirates.
Does he really?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, my...
He was a
my...
scallywag the other day.
has he been trick-or-treating? Has he been trick-or-treating?
Oh, my God. We're counting down mm-hmm. the days to the next trick-or-treat.
Really?
yeah. He still has his bucket in the kitchen, and he'll walk around demanding lollipops. Yeah. In the house. Wow. Trick or treat.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He does.
Well, so this is, has Sean went trick or treating yet?
Yeah, the baby has, yeah. Last year.
Wow. Wow.
Oliver was a dinosaur with a big, huge tail, and the baby was
uh-huh.
Gizmo. He's a cute Gizmo. Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, doesn't it feel good to live through their eyes? I mean, everything
oh, yeah.
to them.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and you become new and you see it for the first time in their eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an experience, but the people that haven't been through it, I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because,
I know.
Like you said, they do things and it's like all fresh and new, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you see it through their eyes when they first see a cartoon and they light up and they giggle.
Yeah.
And it's like you're seeing it for the first time again, and everything's new.
Yeah. Everything's fun again. Christmas is fun. Trick-or-treat's fun.
Yeah.
Because they love it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
They do.
Here's to the lovely Melissa's dedication to the beautiful children, Big O. And he is getting big, and Sean, and that little girl, that little girl too, named Jillian. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you, and thank you, Fuck You Joe. And here it is, Phenomenon. I think I have it. Here it is.
Some shows you've had.
I know,
what
right?
What is Phenomena? What is it? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Like when Pastor Don comes in. Phenomena.
Oh.
Give me money. Phenomena.
What? Phenomenon. We ought to do that when he comes back. Phenomenon.
Give me $80.
Yeah, give me $80. I'll put you on your own show. I'll make you a star, kid. I'll make you a star.
I'm going to put you on somebody else's show.
I'll put you on,
You're going to pay me.
I'll make you a star, kid. Yeah. Make you a star.
Oh, my.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow morning. Phenomenon. Doo-doo.